morning. We are going to talk about polyhalite as a source of potassium and on potato crop in Brazil. I am from Crop Science Department of University of São Paulo. And polyhalite as a fertilizer then can supply four nutrients at the same rock: potassium, calcium, magnesium, and sulfur. But in Brazil, the growers use only potassium chloride to supply potassium at different crops. And potato crop is the most very important vegetable in Brazil. Then we had 3.8 million tons in 2016. And Minas Gerais, São Paulo, and Paraná are the most important states that produce potato in Brazil. And then we study polyhalite and compare with potassium chloride and potassium sulfate as source of potassium. We study in different places: Tapira, Minas Gerais, and Casablanca, São Paulo states. And in Tapira, Minas Gerais, we had a soil with medium and high fertility. And in Casablanca, São Paulo, we had a soil with low fertility. It's the half of the contents of potassium, calcium, and magnesium, and the sulfur is very low. And I have many details here, and if someone wants to discuss later, we can talk, okay? Then in Tapira, we use Asterix variety and Casablanca Romeo variety. Okay, we have three blends, MOP with urea and the triple superphosphate and the simple superphosphate, blend 2, polyhalite urea MAP, and blend 3, potassium sulfate urea and MAP. And we tested 5 rates of potassium: 0.75, 150, and 225, and 300 kilos per hectare. Okay, we applied the fertilizers 100% before planting potato seeds, okay? And we evaluated the soil fertility, leaves of plants, yield, and quality of tubers. And we have these results. For Tapira, Minas Gerais, the potassium increased the potassium content in the soil, and polyhalite supplied more sulfur than MOP and potassium sulfate. Then the soils in Brazil are very poor on sulfur, in sulfur. And potassium at 300 kilos per hectare, polyhalite increased the calcium concentration in the leaflet, that's compared to potassium sulfate and MOP2. We have many results here. Then for nutrient uptake by tuber, and the levels of potassium increase the nutrient uptake of this nutrient by tubers. The commercial yield increased with the rates of potassium, but we did not have difference between sources. Then polyhalite was similar to potassium chloride and potassium sulfate for the soil with medium and high fertility. Okay?
1 minute, please.
Oh. And we improved the quality of the potato. We can see hardness and the crunchiness with polyhalite too. And for Casablanca, polyhalite and potassium sulfate was lower than MOP when we can see the fertility about the calcium concentration. Okay. Polyhalite increased the total yield if I compare with MOP and potassium sulfate. Okay. And the commercial yield was increased with potassium rates at 167 kilos per hectare. And we improved the quality of potato with polyhalite and potassium sulfate but the polyhalide did not differ by much.
Okay.
Can conclude here?
Very quickly.
Okay, the effect of polyhalite on commercial yield depends on the soil fertility, considering potassium, calcium, magnesium, and sulfur as source of nutrients. The potassium rates improved the potato commercial yield at Itapira, Minas Gerais, and the amount of 167 kilos per hectare improved the potato commercial yield at Casabranca. Polyhalite fertilizers improves the important characteristics of potato quality as starch contained hardness and crunchiness. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.